Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we are going to cover some farming news and list all the new programs we have coming just after the first of the year. But first, for today's Did You Know, that less than half of all farmers statewide own the ground that they operate? A survey showed that nearly 90% of farmers use rented land. Now is a good time to look over leasing practices and contracts that include cash lease agreements, crop share arrangements, and custom farming arrangements. Leases are contracts, and each lease can be different and can also have certain practices and duties. Communication is key between the landowner and the tenant. Whether it's a written lease or an oral lease in Kansas, landowners must follow the Kansas leasing laws if they want to terminate a lease contract. A termination agreement must have three things. It must be in writing, it must be delivered 30 days prior to March 1 to the tenant, and it must list the termination date. Remember, oral leases automatically renew each year unless properly terminated before the March 1 date. Pasture leases follow the same termination procedures as crop leases, but also they need to have some details covering grazing season length, rent per acre, or animal unit. Fencing, burning, and thistle control also are important topics when communicating a pasture lease. Now is the time to look over your lease agreements, and remember, communication is key to have a successful lease agreement. In my extension news, we have four exciting programs starting in January that will spark some interest by a lot of our community members. First, our registration is now open for the Risk Management Skills in Agriculture. This workshop is geared for both women and men in production agriculture. All sessions begin with dinner at 5:30 and will conclude by 8:30 p.m. A $50 registration fee will cover all meals and all program materials if registered by December 31st. Register for this series by visiting www.agmanager.info and click on the Events tab. The dates are January 12th, January 19th, January 26th, and February 2nd, with a fifth option for this series covering beef, cow, and calf risk management, which will be on February 23rd. Also, Tara and Laura Lee in the office are now taking reservations for the K-State Research and Extension Calving School, which will be on Thursday, January 13th. We will be serving a 16-ounce Kansas City strip steak cut up from Gentleman Joe at the Canton Locker and cooked by our good friends at Mid-Kansas Co-op. The $10 meal starts at 6 o'clock, followed by Dr. A.J. Tarpoff, highlighting the calving process. Call the Extension office to make your reservations. The McPherson County Master Gardeners and Friends are also excited about announcing their spring programs for the McPherson County residents to take part in. We will have four Master Gardener programs that start at 7 o'clock on the fourth Thursday of each month. The date for the first meeting is Thursday, January 27th, with Cody Kramer, a McPherson arborist, and he will be covering when is the correct time and proper technique to trim and prune your trees. Cody will also talk about disease and insect damage and other pertinent information to keep our valued trees living a long, healthy life. And lastly, our series of six K-State soybean production schools will be offered in late January and early February to provide in-depth training targeted for soybean producers and key stakeholders. The school is sponsored by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The schools will cover a number of issues facing soybean growers, and the dates are set and specific locations have been chosen. The two that are the closest to us here in McPherson County are Newton on February 1st at 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. or Great Bend, February the 8th, starting at 3 p.m. and running till 7. Lunch and dinner will be provided by the Kansas Soybean Commission. There is no cost to attend, but participants must be pre-registered by Friday, January 14th. You can call us here at the Extension office to register for the Soybean School. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 241-1523 with any of your questions. I would like to extend a prayer to all that experienced damages during Wednesday's storm.